Across the UK, on DAB Digital Radio, on the free Times Radio app, and via your smart speaker.
Times Radio Breakfast with Asma Mia and Stig Abel with ServiceNow.
6 minutes past six, let's begin in Hawaii. And a week since the Maui wildfires, around 1,000 people are still missing and 110 are known to have died. President Biden has finally confirmed he'll visit the island on Monday after criticism from Republicans about his handling of the disaster. CJ Grace is an author and former BBC journalist who lives on Maui and joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk first of all about what is happening on the ground. What's most disturbing, I think, of course, is that 1,000 people are still missing.
I think it's even more disturbing in terms of the death count because it's been widely underestimated. I heard that ATF firefighters and cadaver dog teams who are currently stationed at the Marriott in Wailea have said that there are, they've called for 400 more body bags. 400 more body bags. And some of the firefighters are saying that the death toll is most likely going to be over 1,000. And one of the biggest problems is that there were children, so many children amongst the people in those homes, because what had happened was that there was an earlier fire at around 6:30 or so in the morning near Lahaina Luna High School. And so that school was closed and the kids were told not to come in. And then later on, we had this massive conflagration in Lahaina town. And those kids may have been left alone with their parents already having gone off to work with no warnings. The sirens didn't work. The electricity was out. The phones didn't work. There was no way that anybody in those homes could have known what was happening. And there were certainly a lot of those high school kids who were left alone in those homes who may well have perished in the fire. And it's going to be a devil of a job even identifying all of the bodies there. For example, I spoke to somebody who was a nurse who was working there trying to offer help to the people there immediately after the fire. And she was talking to firefighters who said that they had come across over 100 bodies that were unidentifiable. And those I don't think have been in the count. The children have not been in the count. And if the people that are stationed at the Marriott in Wailea have already called for 400 more body bags, they wouldn't be doing that if they didn't think that those bags would be filled.
Mm. And I mean, it feels less important, the kind of row over Joe Biden going there.
Right.
You know, what can he do, really, apart from kind of symbolically be there and hold people's hands? But
there's actually a lot of ill feeling over him coming, especially since he made that appalling comment over the weekend of having no comment is what he said. Mm. And the people have remembered that. And I think they're just seeing this as too little too late. And that also he isn't going to really do very much except do a photo. It's going to be a photo op for him. And the people have been very disappointed with the amount of help that they've got from the federal government. And a lot of the local organizations that have been trying to get supplies through were turned away by the roadblock. So it's been very, very difficult. I understand the reason for him coming, but I don't think that it's going to really be much of a support for the people there.
No,
it's going to be, what's he going to do?
Yeah,
He'll bumble along, maybe put his foot in his mouth yet again with another comment that is meaningless to the people there. The suffering, the level of suffering is immense. This is like, if you go and look at what happened there, it looks like the Vietnam War on the front street in Lahaina town. It's like a war zone. It's unprecedented. And so I think that the people are shell-shocked. They definitely need more help. FEMA has come in and they do have some plans that may be positive for the island. But one of the big problems is that everybody's very concerned about it being a land grab for billionaires and corporate interests taking over land that they have wanted to take over for decades, that have been in the hands of local Hawaiians, and it's been a heavy part of Hawaiian culture that they were not willing to give up. And now it's razed to the ground, and what's going to happen?
CJ, in the short term, we heard about, you know, why this happened. I mean, obviously there were problems with the warning systems, and then there was some kind of fire and plus a hurricane. Does that mean that the same, if the same thing were to happen next week, God forbid, would this, the outcome be the same, or would something stop it?
That's very hard to say, because there is no reason why those sirens failed. Mm. And I've read news reports where the authorities have said, well, it wouldn't have made any difference if the sirens would have been on. Of course it would have made a difference, you know. And then there were some really strange things that happened where I heard reports where there was a policeman who was stopping cars leaving Front Street when the exits were clear. And a lot of those people ended up dying in their cars. They couldn't get out. They could not get out. Some of them saved themselves by going into the ocean. And I've heard about people who were in the ocean for 8 hours before they were rescued.
Yeah.
And the only reason they could survive in the water without getting hypothermia was because the water was hot from the fires.
Wow.
But can you imagine that? It beggars belief what people had to go through.
It really does.
And then... And now they're having problems with supplies. The problems with insurance companies not necessarily paying up when they should. So that there are a load of different issues that need to be addressed in this tragedy.
Right. Clearly, CJ, thank you very much for filling us in on all of that. That is CJ Gray. She's an author, a former BBC journalist who lives on Maui.